You are listening to Dungeons & Devices, a podcast about role-playing games, computer games, technology, gadgets, and gaming. This is Episode 1, Cybernetic Storytellers. I am your host, Leonard, and I will be talking to you about games, gaming technology, role-playing games, computers, and other techie subjects. Today is more of a dungeons topic and less of a technology topic. But as you will see when we progress through different topics, both dungeon and device topics will be intermixed here. Today I'm talking to you alone, but from time to time I will ask friends and other guests to join and talk with me. So let's get started. You are listening to the very first episode of Dungeons & Devices, where we tackle the problem of cybernetic storytellers, or how to integrate artificial intelligence into role-playing games. The branch of artificial intelligence we are interested in is called generative AI. This has the express purpose of creating content. These can be text, images, music, but in our case we will be concentrating on text generation. In fact, when I'm talking about AI and how to use it, I will base my examples around ChatGPT, which is probably the most widely known AI tool. But any generative AI that can generate text can be used one way or another with role-playing games and how to enhance your games with it. Before we dive into the body of this talk, I want to specify that all my examples are mostly based around ChatGPT version 4. ChatGPT 3.5 can be used to make similar results, but in many of the cases you will require additional work or working around some limitations or problems with the earlier version in order to get it to work. I will give you some examples of how this can affect the results you are getting. Let's talk about creativity and generative AI. Generative AI can craft text that is compelling and draws upon an extensive training, sounds very good, but you have to remember that it is just generating text and it is not a mind, it is not a general intelligence, it does not have the same depth as human creativity has. It will not be good at making human emotions, motivations, subtle interplay of narrative tension and resolution. These are all found in humans, but they elude artificial intelligence, at least for the time being. AI can be used to generate plots that mimic, at least structural aspects that we use in storytelling, but they will be lacking depth and lack emotional resonance and originality that you will find when a human is using this. So if this is the case, why would we want to use artificial intelligence to enhance our games? We are not talking about replacing you, the storyteller, in this case. We are talking about how to augment your way of creating games, of how you run games and what tools can be used to run your games. In this sense, AI is just another tool that you can use to enhance your games. Let's start with a very simple scenario of generating characters. These can be player characters or these can be non-player characters. So the simplest thing is that you just give a prompt to ChatGPT and tell it what you want. For example, give me a Dungeons & Dragons non-player character description. Include a name, race, age, and a one or two sentence short description of the character. Give me a random non-player character. To which ChatGPT, version 4, might respond, certainly, may I present Lady Ophelia Moonshadow, an elven sorceress of 325 years. She exudes an air of mystique and elegance, her silver hair cascading down her robes like moonlight, her eyes ablaze with ancient wisdom and arcane power. Which is a pretty good description of an NPC. And if you just want another one, you can say, give me another one. To which you will get another one. ChatGPT might respond, allow me to introduce you to Thaddeus Ironbird, a stout dwarven blacksmith of 150 years. With a beard as fiery as the forge he tends to, Thaddeus is renowned for his craftsmanship and unwavering dedication to his craft. Which is again a pretty good non-player character description. I realize a lot of the text that I will be reading and giving you here might be difficult to follow along, so make sure to check out the transcript if you want to get what is said here, or you can also download a small document that has all of these prompts and answers written out as texts for you to follow along. We will be building up our knowledge and how we use ChatGPT from the ground up. This is why we started with a single non-player character. But of course, you probably want to generate more than one character. So you can ask ChatGPT, I need you to generate me a Dungeons & Dragons non-player character description. Include a name, race, age, and one or two sentences short description of the character. Give me a random non-player character that the players could meet in a small village populated by humans near mountains. The people are mostly in agriculture, fantasy setting. Give me 5 non-player characters. To which ChatGPT will answer, Eldrick Barrowfield, human, 42 years old, a grizzled shepherd with a keen eye for stray sheep and a secret past as a scout for the king's army. Mira Willowbrook, halfling, 29 years old, a cheerful and resourceful farmer specializing in rare herbs and spices with a hidden talent for healing magics. And so on. You can check out the included document from the show notes to see what other things has been generated in this request. Requesting more things at once allows you to either use them all or select the one that you would like to use. And of course, be sure to ask follow-up questions if you want to know more about one of the NPCs, or if you require more than 5, you can request another bunch of 5. So as you can see, we now have a way to quickly generate non-player characters. And I find it that as a dungeon master, oftentimes you might be running out of ideas, or you might get a sense that all of your non-player characters are just looking the same. Especially if you need to make up a new character on the spot, you will fall back upon your experience and on previous characters. And it might result in all the NPCs being a little bit similar to previous NPCs you have been creating. I find it that by allowing ChatGPT randomly generating a new character, not all of them are usable, not all of them are what I want to have in my campaign, but a lot of times it works out pretty well, and even if I don't use it directly as specified by ChatGPT, I can use it with a slight modification and still end up with a fresh and new non-player character. Now, until now, we have been avoiding generating a full character description, but of course, we can do that as well. So, what happens if we say, create me a Dungeons & Dragons character, a half-orc fighter? Well, there will be an answer. Here I will highlight that in GPT 3.5, the answer is not so detailed, the attribute scores are missing, and the whole thing is not that coherent. GPT 4, on the other hand, seems to have a full grasp of what goes into a Dungeons & Dragons character, and it will give you a pretty long description. You can again find the full one in the show notes attached document. I will just read a few of the more interesting things. Name, Gromar Ironfist. Background, soldier. A half-orc fighter with a chaotic good alignment. Strength is 17 and the dexterity is 12. 12 is adequate for maneuvering on the battlefield. He has a chainmail, a long sword, two hand axes, and a dungeoneer's pack. His personality traits, bold and direct, never backing down from a challenge or threat. But he has flaws, sometimes too quick to anger. Your orcish temper can be your downfall. I would say GPT-4 does a pretty good job at giving you a full character. And in this case, it has also given us the attributes. I don't know if the attributes make sense or not. I haven't checked everything, but they seem to be based around that they are roughly between 3 and 18, so just as I would expect a D&D character to be. Now, Dungeons & Dragons is one of the most popular role-playing games around the planet, so no wonder GPT knows about this. But this might not be the case for every role-playing game that you use, and in this case you will need to specify more precisely what you need. Let's go into another example that ChatGPT-4 gives a pretty good job, but if you use 3.5 or maybe another generative AI assistant, you will need to work around some things. For example, the fact that the generative AI generate text and they are notoriously bad at mathematics and very bad at generating characters where they have to distribute scores. But let's not get ahead of ourselves and return to our example with a short character description. Generate me a 2-sentence non-player character for a Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. Make it random, but it should fit into a 1920s Berlin. Eric Weber is a disillusioned former World War I pilot turned private investigator specializing in cases that the overburdened Berlin police deem too strange or insignificant. With a sharp mind hidden behind a facade of cynicism and a deep knowledge of the city's darker corners, Eric unwittingly finds himself entangled in eldritch mysteries that challenge his skepticism of the supernatural. Now, when we have this description, we can ask ChatGPT that, given this character description and the 8 attributes, strength, constitution, size, dexterity, appearance, intelligence, power, and education, distribute the values 80-70, 60-60, 50-50, 40-40 between these attributes. Higher attributes mean the character is better. Distribute it so it fits with the description. And nowadays, GPT or ChatGPT will answer very precisely that this character should have an intelligence of 80, a dexterity of 70, education of 60, constitution of 60, and so on. So it pretty much makes sense. And in fact, it will also give an explanation. For example, it will say, intelligence 80. As a private investigator specializing in the unusual and overlooked, Eric's greatest asset is his sharp mind, crucial for solving complex cases and understanding the eldritch mysteries he encounters. And there is a description given to all of the attributes. Now, in earlier versions of ChatGPT, this distribution was very hard to get. And it would reuse the numbers it has used before, and you would end up not with the numbers you asked it to distribute, rather some mix-mash of numbers. In this case, it was much better to ask for it to sort the attributes into a descending order, where the first ones are more important and the last ones are less important. This was something that a text generator could do much better, and instinctively did a better job at providing you the order that more precisely reflected what this character should know and shouldn't know. Now the newest versions seem to be doing a much better job at this, so it is much easier to ask all of these things from them. As you have seen, I have asked various character-related things from ChatGPT, and he does a pretty good job at answering these. You can always ask for clarification or more information to fill out the blanks of the background for this character, to generate relations, to generate other characters. But you won't get a very good job if you ask for plot-related things. And this is how we get into adventures and stories that we can generate using ChatGPT. So when we get to the stories, we have to remember that ChatGPT will be notoriously bad at making up plots and making up what is happening in your game. A better approach is that you already have some sort of framework of what you want to accomplish, a rough idea of where to start and where to get to, and then try to ask ChatGPT to fill in the blanks in between, which is much better. You shouldn't ask ChatGPT to create something as elaborate as a murder mystery for you, because of the reasons I mentioned in the beginning about creativity and how it is missing from AI currently. ChatGPT will not be able to create a fine murder mystery. It will try its best, but it will be missing some of the things. It will be too general. It will refer to twists that are not fully specified. So you will end up with something that just sounds silly, or you will end up with something missing most of the juicy parts that you actually really wanted to get from the AI. But with this in mind, we can still get a pretty good adventure from ChatGPT. We just need to give it a little bit more information. Create me a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. I need 10 plot points. The idea of the adventure is an old scientist finds information about a dragon egg that is located close to a village that the players are passing through. The scientist will enlist the players to retrieve the dragon egg from a mine it was found in. The villagers are using the mines, but it might contain other dangers. In this setting, dragons are on the verge of extinction, so a dragon egg is very important. There might be others wanting to get it. And this will result in a pretty good answer with details. I have included in the chat notes a link to the dragon egg quest answer that ChatGPT provided me upon giving it this request. And indeed, it will have 10 points, and there will be things like introduction to the scientist. As the players traverse near the village, they encounter an elderly scientist brimming with fervor about his recent discovery. He implores the party to recover a dragon egg from a nearby mine, emphasizing its rarity and the potential significance of its existence. And of course, there are other things like rival faction introduction. The players become aware of a rival group, perhaps a band of poachers or a cult, also seeking the dragon egg. Their intentions are nefarious, aiming to exploit the dragon for power or profit. And so on. You can find all the points that I got in the linked chat log. Now, you can add more details after the first request. For example, you can ask, based on this scenario, give me 10 important non-player characters with a name, age, race, and a short description. Or, give me 10 locations the players can explore in this adventure. Include a title and a short description. Try to present them in order the players would encounter them. Or, list me 3 complications or twists or problems to throw at the players. Not everything will be usable, as I have already warned before, but most of them you can use to turn into your adventure. And voila, now you have an adventure generated by AI. ChatGPT will be giving you names of non-player characters and ideas for what kind of things can happen in your plot. Some of these things might remind you of popular plot points and twists that have been used in fiction or in TVs or in adventures before. Some might be a complex combination of other things, and some might be actually something that somehow the text generation has really created. Using all of this, you can then take what is usable and turn that into an adventure. When you are making additional requests and adding to what you have generated before, sometimes GPT comes a little bit too obsessed of what it is doing. And in this case, it helps to just restart the conversation and start from the beginning. Now, with all of these ideas, you will be able to prepare adventures and non-player characters, maybe even player characters for your role-playing session. So now you ask, why are you needed in this project if the GPT can do most of the work? I have said many times that the results are not always good, not always coherent, and not always good plots that players will need to do. And I often find that whatever is given there gives me ideas, maybe new ideas that I can work with. Actually, it feels like a brainstorming session, where I tell my ideas and ChatGPT does add his things, and then I can build on that and ask more things and so on. And this is how we together build something. So you can use ChatGPT as a sort of brainstorming companion. Sometimes you might have a beginning and an end and you need something in the middle, in which case you can describe your scenario to ChatGPT in great detail or in as much detail as possible, and you can try to ask it to suggest you some suggestions that you could use. Now, there's another aspect where ChatGPT can help out a dungeon master in preparing for a game, and this is if you have a DM's block. Maybe you have heard of writer's block, when a writer just stares at a blank piece of paper and there are no ideas, nothing to write about. DMs can also face this problem. They just cannot get another adventure idea out. They think that everything has been used and it feels very difficult to come up with something for the next gaming session. In this case, using ChatGPT to brainstorm some new ideas can get creative juices flowing. And you might get some new ideas how to proceed and what to do. AI is really good at generating a lot of random things. A lot of these random things will not be usable, but a lot can really be used to bolster your inspiration and to build your ideas on all of the things that the AI has said. So these things should get you started creating content with ChatGPT. Not the way that it creates content instead of you, but the two of you create content together to enhance your games. You can ask it for names, you can ask it for characters, ideas, locations, anything basically. Be sure to describe exactly what you want. So instead of saying, I need a village, you need to say that this will be a village that is located in the mountains, that will be for Dungeons and Dragons, that is populated by humans. Then you will get better results. This can be extended to basically everything a role-playing game has, but sometimes you will need to add more details or more guidelines of what you want. There are other ways to enhance using ChatGPT, like you can create your own GPT. This way you can set it up to work for you as a dungeon master's assistant. This is a bit beyond the scope of this podcast, but you can find some very good information online, and I will link some in the show notes of how you can create your own GPT. Unfortunately, this is only a feature available to those of you who pay for GPT access. When you have your story, your idea, your non-player characters, and you run your game, you probably create session notes. So the next time you want to somehow dazzle your players, you can just take your session notes, you can take the session description, put it all into ChatGPT and ask it to create a good story from it. And this is something that ChatGPT and generative AI is really good at. I have used this to make recaps of the stories that the players have been in, and even from rather short notes that I make during my games, ChatGPT can create a lot of interesting things to read for the players. So now our discussion comes to an end, and hopefully this has given you a few points to consider and to think about when you are using some sort of AI tool for preparations for your next role-playing game session. I find it a very natural way these days to work with ChatGPT and to use it to enhance all the things I create. But I like to say that I'm still in creative control. I direct it to do things for me, and I come up with the plot twists and the intricate details of the plot, and not the AI. Maybe a day will come when creativity will be a thing that artificial intelligence is capable of, but that day is still not today. Although the different AI tools are getting much better at creating a wild variety of content, creativity is still something missing from them. You have been listening to episode 1 of Dungeons & Devices, a podcast about role-playing games, computer games, technology, gadgets, and gaming. I am your host, Leonard. Intro and outro music is Boss Battle from Celestial Ion Project and Everrune. Dungeons & Devices releases new episodes every second Thursday. You can find this podcast in most podcasting apps, including Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or Amazon. If you would like to subscribe, go to dungeonsanddevices.com, where you can also join in on the discussions, or email us podcast@dungeonsanddevices.com. Farewell until our next quest together.